Okay. Welcome everyone to the April 5th, 2023 Citizen Review Committee meeting. I am Candace Avalos. I am the chair, she, her pronouns, now a resident of East Portland. And we're going to go around and have everybody introduce themselves. So I will call on you, Chris, you may, Taylor.
Chris Pekarski, he, him pronouns, Southeast Portland.
Yume Delgado, he, him, CRC vice chair and chair of the Transition Future subcommittee.
Sorry, Taylor, he, him pronouns, coming from Selwood.
Jessica Greg Vadim.
Hey everybody, Jessica Katz, she, her pronouns, CRC member in Northeast Portland.
Greg.
Oops, sorry. Greg Griffin, he, him pronouns, North Portland. Yay!
Hi, everybody. Vadim, West Portland, and CRC member. Thanks.
David and Kelsey.
I'm David Nguyen. I work for IPR, he, him pronouns.
I'm Kelsey Lloyd. I'm the deputy director at IPR, she, her pronouns.
Great. Members of the public, I just fixed the chat. So you should be able to enter in the chat your name, your affiliation, pronouns, where you're hailing from, anything you want to share, please do so now while the chat is open. All right. So we'll go ahead and move forward. We have no appeal today, just a couple of items of business. We're going to start with the minutes for March. However, I do have a question on those. Let me open those up. So I was noticing on page, let's see, page. Hold on, I lost my place. Page four, there's a part here where it's talking about, where it says after, it says Falk, and it says, we are set and excited to meet tomorrow, was able to get a bit of history lesson, yada, yada. I remember that being Kira saying that as the chair of audit committee. So it seemed like that got misrecorded as being.
I can fix that. And then I'll post the edited version after you guys approved the minutes.
Okay. Yeah, so we can entertain a motion to approve it with that. I believe that's the only area, but I do see, let's see, I think, because when you scroll up there, it says, I can help coordinate that, by the way, I'll get back to you, Julie, but I don't think it was Julie. Wasn't that also Kira? Seems like that whole conversation was Kira. Are y'all following?
I hear what you're saying. I just don't recall.
I definitely remember the part about her saying that she got a history lesson from Dan Handelman. I remember that being Kira for sure.
Okay.
So let's at least change that line and then.
Okay.
I would argue that we change the one right above where it says Falk as well. Hold on, let me just.
Which one are you talking about?
Actually, I think that's about ride-alongs.
Oh, okay. That one's okay. So it's just that one. Okay. So it's just that one line then.
Okay. Okay.
But then otherwise.
Okay. Sounds good. So I will fix that.
So then I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
I'll move.
Okay. Moved by Chris and a second.
I'll second.
Seconded by Yume. Okay. Let me just put that down. And then let's see. Candace votes aye. Julie's not here. Vadim.
Yes.
Greg.
Yes.
You may?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Jessica?
Abstain.
Okay. So with a vote of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 0, 1, that passes. And we will move on to the report by IPR by Kelsey.
Can I find my mute button there for a second? Hey everyone, I'm here on behalf of IPR today. Just a brief update from IPR. IPR recently released the OIR report, which is the group that we contract with to review closed investigations of officer involved shootings and critical incidents. Their latest report reviewed 8 of those incidents, and they will present the report to City Council on April 19th. And they will be attending the next CRC meeting in May to answer questions about the report. So I encourage anyone who's interested to read the report ahead of time and be ready with some questions for those folks. In addition, IPR will be opening a recruitment for an investigator position in the coming weeks. We've had an open position for a couple of months now since someone resigned at the end of December. So we should be opening up that pretty soon. And that's all for us. Any questions for me, though?
Kelsey, I think we also are recruiting for our open CRC position as well, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No further questions for Kelsey. Go ahead, Taylor.
I was just curious if it seems like there's anything possibly in the pipeline in terms of appeals.
Not at the moment. David might be able to speak to it better than I can about what's currently pending. We get a weekly report of any cases that are appeal eligible. And David, I don't know if you recall if there's any on that list currently, but not that I recall.
No, nothing lately.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Okay, let's move on to my report. So Yuma and I did meet with the mayor on Monday. Overall, we just wanted to get a sense for what was going on some of the hot button issues like the gun detection technology, the body-worn camera pre-review policy, and check in on just PAC stuff as it relates to implementation and how the mayor's office is supporting that work. The council did recently move the deadline for the PAC final, report or work to be completed to August 31st. So that does give us a little bit of time. And for folks who were in the transition past work group a few weeks ago, we talked with a member of the PAC around how our report can be helpful to be delivered before August 31st so that anything that they can glean from our research can be applied. So that's just motivation for us to continue to push on getting that written and try our best to meet our internal deadline of June. I think everybody's got a lot going on. I know we're going to go into the talking about the report, and we definitely have a ways to go, but just some motivation that it would be helpful to the PAC if we can complete as close to our deadline as possible so that they can use that information. Is there any other important things from the meeting with the mayor? I don't think so. Okay. And then, yeah, state of the CRC right now is let's just keep plugging away at our report. So we'll jump into that unless anyone has any questions on my report or comments. Okay. Well, then with that, let's move into new business, which is our first item is transition report check-in. How about we start with, I'll start by verbally sharing what Kira sent in an email as she wasn't able to make it to the meeting today. She says her update is that they had the audit meeting in March to set up our work and we'll be meeting again next Thursday at 5. So that's the audit report. I don't know if there's anything else. Is it Vadim, and who else is in audit? Is it Greg? Vadim and Greg. Is there anything else we need to know on that front?
Nothing new I heard.
Okay. Yume, you want to talk about transition feature?
Yeah, I think we are hopefully kind of rounding the corner here. I saw Jessica and I were both in the doc before tonight's meeting. So we mostly have our outline completed. Right now we're just kind of trying to fill in some of the bullet points that we had agreed on already as a subcommittee. So we're going to, bear with me, I'm going to change views here. We're talking about some of the recommendations that we've put forward that have not necessarily come to fruition. So most notably the standard of review and the protest recommendations. We have a short wish list of powers that we hope the future body has, as well as the section on accountability and restorative justice, and just a quick outline of some of the future challenges that will be faced by the new body and also in the implementation of that new body. So I think at this point, I haven't read all of Jessica's suggestions here, but Chris and I have one section apiece that we're working on filling out, and then we will be done. So we don't know that we'll have time to get into it at the May meeting, but definitely by the June meeting, our future section, I think, will be complete.
That's great news. Thank you for your hard work on that front. As it relates to transition past, I think we have a lot. I'm just gonna be straight that we have quite a bit. I mean, even just thinking my own sections, I'm like, there's just so much history to unpack and try to repackage in a way that will be productive in the report. I know I'm planning on emailing you all, transition past work group, to see if maybe we can schedule a couple of those like working meetings, because I found that helpful to just be able to sit there on Zoom with you while we worked on it. And then we could ask each other questions when we were getting stuck. So definitely we'll do that for our next already scheduled meeting. But I think we're gonna need to put some time into it. So, but I think overall what we accomplished at our last meeting was just getting a sense for how we wanted to approach all of that work. And I think there's a certain level of combing through history and data that is needed, while also not being too like overly like overdoing it. So I think we had some good discussion around how we were going to find that balance, and also just making sure that what we're producing is easy to digest, I think is going to be most effective. And like I said, we definitely feel a sense of urgency to get this done in time for our PAC to be able to read over some of what we put. Not like anything that we write in there is going to be completely change their course or anything, but it would definitely offer some additional context that could be valuable. And we mentioned to the mayor in our meeting that we were doing this, and he was appreciative of our efforts to, do kind of a timestamp of CRC at this point. So past work group members, any other thoughts to add or any things to pose to the group?
I have something real quick. One of the sections I'm writing in includes kind of big cases that are notable in CRC's history. So if anybody has any that stands out to them in the appeals history or ones that stuck out to them as important for the PAC to know about, or just something that I could write a little brief about, just send me an email and I'll try to go and summarize it, and we can also chat about it. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. So moving forward, our May meeting is going to be entirely about the OIR report, which I should also expand a little bit on that to say we are going to be facilitating that conversation. We encourage our CRC members to come prepared with a couple of questions if you can, just to jumpstart the conversation. So we'll give you all some time to ask some questions, and then we'll open it up to the public. I know, thank you, Yume, for scheduling that meeting for Monday for us to talk with Gail about just how we want to structure the conversation. So that will be, I think we'll just, I think we decided we were going to do, a little bit of business, like minutes and like the quick things for like 15 minutes or like 30 minutes and then have the OIR thing happen at 6? Did we decide that?
I think we had talked about trying to get through, you know, quorum and I guess minutes very quickly. And then the reason that we had that meeting in May, though, so that we could do a normal business meeting this month. So I think it'll be very short.
Okay. So we'll just do a couple quick, like the standard agenda kind of items, and then we'll hop into the programming for the report. So then our June meeting, let's expect that we will do a much bigger dive into the reports and talk through that. I hope that, you know, us bringing a solid first draft to that June meeting, we can talk through some things, work through them over the course of between June and our July meeting, and hopefully by July be either ready. I think our original timeline was to be ready to vote in August. If we can vote for it sooner, again, to get that done, then that would be great. So just giving you all an updated timeline that we're working with. Does that feel doable, manageable? Okay. Were you going to say something? You may.
Oh, I think Samir Kanal is here from the city and PAC, and he offered to share just a little bit of timeline if we have time for him.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing the chat. Okay. Okay, sure. I mean, do we want to take a moment to allow Samir to share this timeline with us? Are there any objections? Okay. Oh, you could do it over email. You don't want to be put on the spot. Come on. Okay, that's fine, Samir. You can just send us an email with that information. Thank you. Badi.
So what did the mayor say about any of those topics, like the PAC or anything else? Is there something that he chimed in on?
He didn't really say much about the PAC, I don't think. I think we spent more of our time talking about all the other policy issues, but he said that he was, you know, he and the council were happy to extend that timeline for the PAC's report. And he just expressed support for our efforts to help inform the PAC's work. I don't think there was anything else significant, was there, Yume?
No, I think I would characterize all of his kind of positions on most policing policies to be open and, you know, open-minded. At least that's, I think, the tone he's trying to strike. I think in the last couple of meetings we've had with the mayor, he's been very much of the opinion that the more insight stakeholder groups can offer, the better. So he shared that feedback. He said, you know, I think especially since we have a fairly new city council, I think he appreciates that perspective being available to newer members. And I think that was kind of the take that he had on gunshot detection and body-worn cameras and stuff of that nature is, you know, we're trying to find a compromise and, you know, if people have thoughts about it, they should speak up. And I think that's generally speaking what the city's been trying to do the last couple months here. So,
yeah, it was pretty vague, but positive. Is that a good way to frame it? okay, sounds good. Is there anything else on the reports then? Does anyone have any other needs to bring to the group before we continue on our journey? Okay. Well, if not, then we will go ahead and move into our final agenda item, which is so fun, elections. It's that time of year. So the way that this works is that folks can nominate themselves or another person for the positions of chair, vice chair, and recorder. Folks who, if you get nominated and you don't want it, you can certainly decline. or you can accept it, and then you can say a couple of things, whatever you'd like to say. It doesn't have to be some long speech, but if you want to share any reasons why you are interested, and then we will do a vote. Speaking of, let me get my voting thing ready while everybody sits and thinks about that.
Candace, do you want to do all the nominations at once, or are we just going to go one seat at a time?
Typically one seat at a time, just to keep it clean. Is that okay? I think that's how we've tended to do it. Okay. Sorry, give me one quick second to just put this in the right place. Okay. So shall we start with recorder? Yeah?
Why not?
Why not? And you know what? I want to nominate Greg to continue to be our recorder.
I accept on all sides. Yes, I love this. I want to be still part of the team here and make sure this works out for us. I am totally into this. Thank you.
Great. Are there any other nominations?
I move to close nominations.
Chris is like, let's get this done. Okay. I don't think we have to make a motion. We could just close them. Greg, is there anything else you want to add?
I look forward to actually to being a support for everyone, for both the chair and the co-chair, and for all of our gracious and awesome CRC members. Thank you.
If there are no other nominations and no other comments, or does anyone else have a statement to give before I move to voting for Greg? Okay, well then I will, how do I do this part? I guess we'll do a motion. So can I get a motion to approve Greg as recorder?
So moved.
So moved by, sorry, who was that? Was that you, Chris? Okay. Hold on. And can I get a second?
Second. That's me. You may.
You may. Moved by Chris. Seconded by you may. All right. And we'll go ahead and take a vote. I am voting aye. Vadim?
Yes. Thanks, Greg.
Greg?
Yes.
You may.
Very happy to vote aye. Thanks, Greg.
Chris?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Jessica?
Resounding yes.
Okay, with a vote of 700, that passes. Congratulations, Greg. Yay. Okay. So then we'll go next to vice chair. And I would like to nominate the amazing Yume.
Thank you, Candace. I accept. I've been enjoying the work we've been doing with the CRC. I think this last year I've really tried to, focus on just some of the administrative stuff behind the scenes here, making sure that PRBs are staffed, making sure that people are getting the training requirements that they need. Making sure that we have a fruitful dialogue with IPR, with the Bureau, and with also our colleagues at the PAC. So look forward to continuing that work if you'll have me. Thank you.
Are there any other nominations? Okay, then are there any comments on Yume's nomination, or is there anything else, Yume, you want to add?
Just thank you for your amazing leadership as you stepped into this role. I've very much appreciated it.
I second that.
Awesome. Well then, can I get a motion to approve Yume as vice chair?
So moved.
Moved by Chris. Can I get a second?
Second, Jessica.
And by Jessica. This part takes me a second. Okay. And we will move into a vote. I vote aye. Vadim?
Yes.
Greg?
Aye.
Yume?
Yes.
Chris?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Jessica?
Aye.
Okay, with the vote 700, that passes. Okay, and then finally, I would like to open nominations for CRC chair.
I'd like to nominate Candace for another term as CRC chair. Thank you for all of your hard work this last year and your leadership on a number of topics, but especially helping us chart a path forward as we prepare for the new PAC transition. So I'm very excited to place your name in a nomination.
Thank you, Yume.
I second it.
I'll share some thoughts after we get any other nominations. So thank you. I accept. Are there any other nominations? It's the best job. Okay, well, I will just say it has been quite some time now. It's going on my sixth year on the CRC. I have really enjoyed the work. It has been difficult, but I think that we've really grown as an organization, and I am motivated to continue on that path, especially as we are in a moment of great transition. But I feel that we can end strong, and I'm looking forward to leading us to that end. So thank you for your nomination, and I'm happy to continue this work, at least for one more year. Okay, any other thoughts, comments?
I move that we place Candace's name into nomination for chair.
Second.
Okay, was that you, Chris, at the second?
Yeah, I'm dependable.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your vote's confidence. I will go ahead and start the voting. I will vote aye. Vadim?
Yes.
Greg?
Aye.
Yume?
Very happy to vote aye.
Chris?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Jessica?
Aye, and thank you.
Great. Okay, well, that passes with a vote of 700, and we're done. Yay. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm excited to work with you again, Yume and Greg. Thanks for your continued leadership. And with that, that's the end of our agenda. We will open up to public comment unless there's anything else anyone has to bring up. Okay, then with that, we will open public comment. I see Mr. Handelman is waiting in line. Let me allow you to speak here. All right, you can go ahead.
Good evening, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Great, okay, hi. This is Dan Handelman. I use he, him pronouns. I'm with the group Portland Cop Watch. Thank you all for your continuing good work. I put in the chat that there were still 14 deadly force cases open. I guess one of them's at the discipline phase, so there's 13 that are still open out of 17, well, 18 that happened the last couple of years. The most recent is somebody was hit in the head with the butt of a gun by a police officer. I'm glad they're investigating that as deadly force. But I don't know if any of you have sat on any police review boards. The police review board public reports page has been down for the last 2 months. It says you do not have ability to access this page, and I contacted the review board coordinator, and they said they were working on it, and it's still, as of yesterday, is not open to the public, which is very troubling, since that's the little sliver that we get into the PRB is those reports, and now the whole page is missing. I hope you all read the OIR group's report. It's kind of long, but it's very important, and especially because you're going to be having them at your meeting next month. For people listening who don't know, the time certain for that meeting at City Council is 2:45 p.m. is what it says on the website right now for the OIR report going to City Council on the 19th. I also asked in the chat, I'm hoping to get an answer, whether the audit work group meetings are going to be open to the public, and I hope they are. And then with the director's report, you know, we had to, a long time ago, we had to argue with the staff of IPR whether to have a printed copy of the director's report, because they would read it into the record so quickly that we couldn't follow. So they put out this written one and then started reading it into the record. And now they put out the written one and read like two sentences of it and then walk away. Now there's a whole bunch of stuff that didn't come up. And I'm looking at the caseload report here. And it says like the oldest age of an intake was 42 days and 46 days and then 97 days, even though there were only 32 days in between, and that's like 19 more days than 32 days. Then in much more large jump, IPR's investigations, the oldest one used to be 244, now it's 929, which is like almost 3 years. How did that happen? And then for the PPB caseload, it went from 28 days to 281 days. So I'm hoping that somebody can explain that. All right. So those are my comments for the time being. CopWatch is working on our new newsletter. It should be out by the time of your next meeting in May. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mr. Handelman. Kelsey, is there any comments on the questions that were raised?
Well, I can speak briefly to the age of the cases, particularly that one that says it's 3 years old. That's one that we reopened based on some new information that we received through litigation. And so we reopened that case so that it could go back through the investigations process. The officer is now identified in that particular case. And so now we are able to proceed writing the case instead of with unidentified with an identified member. So it's reopened so that we can do our due diligence on that front. That's the one that comes to mind offhand. I think the other cases where there are discrepancies in the age of a case is either cases that were, you know, reopened for some reason in between or might have been sent back for more investigation. So that does happen on occasion where it might have shown up in a different summary of the caseload, and then it reappears in an investigation numbers or intake numbers.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? If so, please raise your hand.
Candace, I guess there's one question in the chat that we might want to just clarify. I think it's from earlier about the who did the transition task work group speak with?
It was Mr. Handelman. Mr. Handelman was there in his capacity, not as a PAC member, but for that specific question, helped us understand the PAC's timeline so that we could know the urgency of doing our report.
So I think he was speaking as his wearing his hat as a Portland Cop Watch member, just for the record. Yeah,
exactly. Yes. Okay. Well, I don't see any other public comments. Thank you all for your hard work, and we'll see you in May. I think you may be good if we send an email to all of the CRC ahead of May of like, what's the outline of the protocol for the meeting so everyone can be mentally prepared, but read the report, come prepared with some questions is your homework for May. Oh, and then, sorry, the question to the audit work group. The work group is next Thursday, right? So David, did you get an agenda from Kira for next Thursday to make it public?
Not yet, I will bug her about it.
Okay, so the answer is yes. I think last month it was just that they didn't have the notice. But it should be open, and therefore we'll make sure Kira gets that out. Cool. All right. Well, that's it. Have a great evening.
Thank you.